Hello again, and welcome to the June of 2023 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. As always, this is Marv Pikla, your discussionist host. Man, I love that word, discussionist. And just like that, we are already halfway through the year and launching headfirst into the summer season. And before I start into this month's topic, I want to say thank you again to those that share notes and thoughts with me about the multiple topics we cover during these podcasts. Whether the topic is leadership, communication, professional development, course innovation, or just other special topics that kind of jump out, knowing you are benefiting from these 5 to 8 minute fun narratives makes spending time preparing these learning moments worth every minute. So thanks again one more time. Now on to the topic, and I got to tell you that this one's a little more serious than most of them, I think. This month, we're going to talk about the challenges and opportunities connected with managing your life and work expectations. Managing life and work expectations. First, keep in mind that there are a bunch of ways to take on this topic, but today we're going to look at it and we're going to take it personal. So to start, I want to make the point that you are the principal in managing your life and work expectations. And whether you agree with me or not about that statement, you have a lot of final say in what tasks and responsibilities get priority in your everydays. Let's start out using your job as an example. Yes, most often you do not have a ton of input regarding the production and expectations assigned to you at work. But what about your attitude? What about your attention to detail, timeliness, productivity, interactions with coworkers? Do you manage your work expectations in these areas in a positive and progressive way or with negativity? Are you consistent, reliable, confident? Before you answer yourself, think about how you react in those areas, okay? Second, let's focus on the importance of maintaining a quality of network of friends and employment colleagues as you manage your life work expectations. Are you a good example setter in establishing and in building a great personal and professional network? Are you? Do you reach out to those in your network to share professional development experiences regularly? Or do you just sit back and always wait for colleagues to contact you? Think about it. Are you someone who manages their connection expectations only based on immediate need instead of continuous improvement? Nurturing that continuous improvement, or only when you think you need them? These are a big element to helping manage your life and work expectations. Finally, do you manage your life and work expectations with the approach that each new day is an opportunity to create and laugh and listen and appreciate and grow? Do you commit to listening maybe a little longer, and maybe with a little bit deeper attitude to attain a greater level of understanding of a problem or an opportunity. Managing life and work expectations is a big chapter in taking personal responsibility for who and what you are. Think about it. Managing your life and work expectations with quality is a big chapter in really taking personal responsibility for who and what you are. And be sure to give yourself room in your management style for mistakes, second chances, change factors, time adjustments, and new people impacts. They all are important. Because it's critical that you have genuine and authentic life and work expectations of yourself. They will let people know what you stand for and what makes you unique and special. Well, I believe I've already way used up my expected Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast time. I really hope you enjoyed this month's Managing Life and Work Expectations message. And if you think this message could help someone you know, or a family member or friend or colleague, please share it every time, all the time. Thanks again for listening, and we will discuss more next month.